The following is another classic hit sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school volleyball.
And the serve is across. Take it right at Bruning. Set to the middle. Knocked across by Lockhorn. That back row's pretty open, and Lockhorn is able to put it away for her second kill.
Tonight, it's live coverage of the Ravenna Triangular featuring the Wood River Eagles, Shelton Bulldogs, and host Blue Jays. High school volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
And back to serve Burkhart. Second set point here for the Eagles. And here comes Alexa, the number one server. Lot on that one, Lucas Savage. Mamet right at the net, sets it up outside. Blocked up front, ace block. And Wood River wins the game 26-24.
Wood River comes in as the only state-rated team in the field, while Shelton and Ravenna are looking to pick up wins before their conference tournaments begin. It's the Blue Jay Triangular coming up next, but first to the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Ravenna High School with Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening one more time, everyone, from Ravenna High School. Doug Duda with you as Classic Hits 98.9 continues our coverage of high school sports. No one does it better than Platte River Radio, and we're glad to have you back for the final match of the Ravenna Triangular as the host Blue Jays take on the Wood River Eagles, both teams defeating Shelton earlier tonight. And we'll get a chance to see Wood River again, a state-rated team that looked pretty darn good. And for Ravenna, they have to be pretty happy just getting back in the win column here tonight. So both teams have played a little bit better here this evening, and they're just a week away from getting into the Blue Platte Conference Tournament, which we'll have for you next Tuesday and Thursday here on Classic Hits from St. Paul, the semifinals and finals next week. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Earlier tonight, your match scores saw Ravenna defeat Shelton 24-26, 25-18, 25-18, and Wood River defeated Shelton 25-13. And 25-7. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. For the Wood River Eagles, number 9 is a 5'3 junior, Kelsey Baugh. Number 2, a 5'6 junior, Alexis Burkhardt. Number 13, a 5'9 senior, Kelly Bossert. Number 3, a 5'7 senior, Connor Fisher. Number 16, a 5'5 junior, Madison DeVore. And number 17, a 5'9 junior, Hope Lambrick. The libero is number 33, 5'3 sophomore, Caitlin Herman. Head coach of the Wood River Lady Eagles is Peg Heiss. Assisted by Darren Parlin, they are 14-4 on the season and ranked 5th in Class C2. For the Ravenna Lady Jays, number 1, 5'5 junior center is Haley Lockhorn. Number 12, 5'5 senior, Electa Bruning. Number 4, 5'8 junior, Sarah Techmeyer. Number 10, 5'6 freshman, Libby Luce. Number 8, 5'6 junior, Anna Ripp. And number 11, 5'8 sophomore, Cindy Kuchera. Head coach of the Ravenna Blue Jays, Aaron Charvey, assisted by Haley Greer. Ravenna 2-16 on the year. And that's the starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Earlier today, the Lou Platte Conference Cross Country Meet was run right here in Ravenna. And your champion on the girls' side, Adam Central, followed by Ward and Kearney Catholic. Catherine Landsman of Ward won the individual medal. On the boys' side, Ward wins conference, followed by Kearney Catholic and Adam Central. Ward's Andrew Fields comes away as the champion. So congratulations to those athletes as they get closer to the state meet later this month at the Kearney Country Club. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll get things started here in Ravenna after this timeout.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way, is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports. As always, big thank you to our many fine sponsors. As we're ready to get it underway, Ravenna will get to serve it away first, and Haley Lockhorn sends it over. Outside attack driven over by Alexis Burkhart, the team's leading attacker on the team. It's picked up and returned by Anna Rip. Outside Burkhart again, off the block, dig is made up front that time with a duel of Luce and Techmeyer, and Techmeyer can't quite get it back over. In fact, she was hitting it for the fourth time. They couldn't get it past to her, and Wood River will pick up the first point. Kelsey Baugh to serve it away. Both teams had a lot of ace serves in their win over Shelton earlier tonight, but Wood River a little more aggressive on the serve. Driving across there to Kuchera. Right side attack taken across by Luce. Dug up off the net and passed into the net by Wood River. Passing error. Ravenna 1-1. As far as area volleyball, everybody's on the road this week. For the most part, Hastings College, UNK, and the Huskers. And a service error here by Alecta Bruning of Ravenna. We'll give the ball right back over to Wood River. Alexis Burkhart to serve. She and Baugh and Bossard with a big three service that went on the runs against Shelton. Free ball back over to Wood River. Baugh, jump set, right side, tipped by Fisher through the double block for the kill. First kill for Wood River comes from the senior, Connor Fisher. Again, a rarity tonight. Shelton had one senior on their team, Ashley Padgett. Ravenna has one senior on their team in Alecta Bruning, and Wood River only has two in Fisher and Bossard. Serve across by Baugh. By Burkhart. Set by Baugh. Close to the net. DeVore had to tap it across. Getting a hand on it. Marissa Negril, who comes in, plays front row. Set across by the back row. Bruning got it to the floor. Alecta Bruning will get the first kill for Ravenna. Side out for the Jays. Wearing the bright blue with white trim this time. Same black with white trim for Wood River. They'll send back three on serve receive as Sarah Techmeyer fires it right down the middle. To Burkhart. Set middle. Foster Fisher. Big swing through the double block and good. Connor Fisher makes it 4-2. Side out Eels. Kelly Bossert to serve it away. She'll send this one deep into the far corner to Bruning. Good pass, Megrel. Set across by Kuchera. Quickly, here comes Wood River. Labrick in the middle. She'll terminate. Hope Labrick. Shelton couldn't get in her way, and so far early, Ravenna cannot either. 5-2. And Fossard served from the left-hand corner. Overpass by Ravenna. Floats into the middle of the floor. Checking in Maddie Lure with the dig. Right side attack by Fisher. Passed into the rafters. Picking it out of the rafters will be Lockhorn and passed across. Baugh runs down the set. Lambert can only tip in the middle, but she does a great adjustment and tips it over the double block of Kuchera and Megrel for her second kill. 6-2 Eagles. And Bossert, again, backing up Bruning. Set Lockhorn. Right side Luce will roll it across. Fisher with the dig. Baugh sets it all the way to the outside. Lure. Soft tap left corner. Picked up that time by Techmeyer. Passed across by Kuchera. Free ball. Pass went into the net. Saved by Baugh, though, to get it out of there and pass it back. Free ball this time. Megrel will take the attack, and she'll put it down and good. Good job by the Lady Jays to stay active at that point. Megrel will get the kill. And back to serve it away, the freshman, Libby Luce. Luce and Kuchera could be a very potent 1-2 combination for this team. Just a sophomore and a freshman. Serve across to Bossert. They try the quick to Lambrick, and this time she doesn't get it over. 6-4. A rare miss from Wood River tonight. And Luce going to try and cut it to 1 here from the service line, but sends it way deep into the Wood River cheerleaders. And the service error will be number 2 by Ravenna. 7-2. 7-4, Wood River opening set, final match of the night. Caitlin Herman to serve. And an ace for Wood River. Herman had an ace against Shelton and gets the first ace of this match for either team. Wood River 8, Ravenna 4. And the Libero floats this one across to Techmeyer, running it down Lockhorn, passed across by Kuchera. Ba, good ascent to the outside. Lure, good swing, cross-court kill. Matty Lure, her first kill. And Herman will keep the serve here for the Eagles. And a timeout called by Ravenna. Opening set, Wood River 9 and Ravenna 4. You're listening to High School Volleyball on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Out of the Ravenna timeout, we're back to action, and there's a swing off the middle by Sydney Kuchera that is going to sail deep and out of bounds. So side out here for the Eagles, 10-4. And the serve across, looking for four in a row, Caitlin Herman. Going to try a back row attack with Bruning, but it will not clear, 11-4. Major League Baseball currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. The Red Sox lead the Yankees 2-1 at the bottom of the fifth. Of course, the Yankees, a lot to play for, winning the division and having the best record in baseball. Herman's serve is passed right above the net by the Jays, and a free swing by Hope Lambrecht to get her third kill. So six in a row now by Wood River to take it out to 12-4. Herman just firing him right down the middle, but that time it goes into the net. And Ravenna will get the sign out here for Marissa Migrel. She is probably the most aggressive server on this Blue Jay team. And the junior put that into the net. So back over to Wood River. Lure will check out. Madison DeBoer will check in to serve for Coach Peg Heitz. And back into the ball game to play back row defense for Ravenna will be the junior Anna Rip. And the serve goes to Rip. Good pass to Lockhorn. To the outside, Bruning, but sailed it deep. Unable to get on top of that one and sent it back. 14-5. Wood River. DeBoer serve. A little stronger that time. Pass right back at her. Did a good job just to keep it in play. Outside Burkhart. Half swing to Rip. Lockhorn sends it to the 10-foot line. Chera floats it across. Baugh to Fisher. Burkhart on the near side kill. It's just deep and out of bounds. Point Jays. 14-6. Again, we'll see the Shelton football team a week from Friday against Kennesaw. Another big area matchup. Serve across. Slide Lambrecht. She goes up. The ball goes down. Kill number four for Hope. 15-6 Eagles, and she'll go back to serve it away. Burkhardt's the leading killer for this team, but Lambrecht's had the better night so far tonight. Her serve is overpassed above the net for an easy tip down, Kelly Bossert. That's Bossert's first kill of the night. She's up there for blocks, but they don't get it to her for a lot of swings. Lambrecht serve down the middle to Rip. Lockhorn sets it back to Rip in the back row, and she's deep on the attack. So now Wood River has put it in coast mode, 17-6. And Lambrecht, strong serve, hit the tape, comes across, passed above the net, tipped down by Bossert. A lot of strong serves that aren't going for aces in this set, but are being passed right above the net or giving him an easy swing. Ravenna now will bring in Cora Schott, the 5'5 junior, and give the freshman Lutz a breather. And Lambrecht looking for four in a row, but sends it out of bounds. Second service error by Wood River. Ravenna serves down 18-7 here in the opening set. Haley Lockhorn goes very far off that service line and fires a knuckleball across for an ace. Lockhorn with the ace serve. First ace of the match for the Jays. Cut into a big deficit in a hurry if you can throw up a handful of those in a row. Lockhorn tries again, and it almost hit the floor. Lambrecht just barely picked it up. Passed over by Voff. Free ball for the Jays. They can get something going here. Techmeyer in the middle. Punched right back. Techmeyer tries again. Punched right back. Third time. Techmeyer puts it down. Sarah Techmeyer just stood her ground in the middle and put it away. Some of the best volleyball from Ravenna in this set so far. Lockhorn looking for three in a row. Bailey sends that one deep, but it's in. A serve, 18-10, timeout, Wood River. So Lockhorn gets back there and throws a couple of arrows across the net. Coach Peg Heiss wants a timeout. It's the opening set. Wood River leads at 18-10. We'll be right back.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Mobile Bank All is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
Out of the Wood River, timeout. Lockhorn with another strong serve. Slide right side, but Burkhardt hits it into the net. And four, five in a row now for Wood River. For Ravenna. Wood River up 18-11. Serve. Deep corner, Lambrecht. Pass close to that. Bond dumps it over and saves the Eagles. Gets the ball back here. Lockhorn, great job by Haley. Some very strong serve. Resulted in some quick points. And even though Wood River's still up 19-11, made him call the timeout. And here comes Kelsey Bonham trying to answer. Right down the middle of the rip. Good pass to Lockhorn. Set across by Bruning. Ba to Fisher. She dumps it over, and it'll work. Connor Fisher with her third kill. 20-11 Wood River. The opening game. Final match of the night. Shelton was here, and both of these clubs clipped them tonight. Lambrecht to serve. Or Ba to serve, excuse me. Kelsey looking for two in a row. Back row attack. Rip takes it off the single block of Bossert. Gets the kill. First kill for Anna Rip. Fourth of the set for the Jays. And back to serve it, Electa Bruning. 20-12, Wood River. And Bruning serve. Good toss. Floats across. Bossert close to the net. Baugh gets it sent back to her. And Kelly will terminate. Her third kill. 21-12, Wood River. Alexis Burkhardt to serve, and back into the front row for the Jays will be Libby Luce. Burkhardt, a running start at it, across to Kuchera, stays in the back row. Sydney's not going to take a swing, she'll set it over. At the set is going to be Baugh, puts it up for Fisher. The block didn't quite get there in time, and Connor drops it over the top for her fourth kill. Meagrel also back into the front row for Ravenna. And Burkhardt, hop, skip, kind of a triple jump serve, it looks like. Across it comes, Meagrel's attack into the net. So a couple of errors here by Ravenna. And Wood River's 2 points away from the opening set. Burkhardt serve into the near corner. Picked up there by Kuchera, stays in the back row, has to be passed across by Luce. Free ball here for Wood River. Baugh sets back row, they weren't ready. Lambrecht standing spike. Pass back towards the net. Can Ravenna get it back over? No, they cannot. 24-12, Wood River. It'll be game point for the Eagles. After a little run put on late in this first set by Ravenna, scoring five in a row to make it 18-11. Now 24-12. Strong serve across, dug out by Bruning. Back row attack, Kuchera. Doesn't get it over the net. And that will be the end of set number one. Wood River wins it by a count of 25-12. We'll give you the numbers right after this on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Ravenna, Wood River.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska, with a location near you.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the EMT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Let's take a look at the numbers I had in the opening set for Ravenna. Haley Lockhorn, four service points, two of the aces. Sarah Techmeyer a kill, Marissa Migral a kill, Anna Rip a kill, Libby Luce a service point, Alecta Bruning a kill. Four kills, no ace blocks, two ace serves for Ravenna. For Wood River, Alexis Burkhart had five service points. Connor Fisher, four kills. Kelsey Baugh, a service point and a kill. Kelly Bosser, two service points, three kills. Madison DeBoer, a service point. Hope Lambrick, three service points, four kills. Maddie Luhr, a kill. And Caitlin Herman had five service points. One was an ace. 13 kills, no ace blocks, one ace serve. Wood River takes game one, 25-12 over Ravenna. And game two is coming your way next.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And we get the second set underway with a Kelsey Baugh ace serve, and then she will follow that up with a service error. So, Ravenna will get the ball in a 1-1 game. Doug Duda, producer-engineer Stacy Johns with you here on Classic Hits at PlatteRiverPreps.com. As Haley Lockhorn serves it across, set right side Burkhart, Lockhorn with the ding. Luce will set it to Bruning. Bruning is blocked up front that time by Bossert. Pick back up, Bruning swing, will not get over Pointwood River. Again, more volleyball comes your way Thursday out of Fort Kearney Conference Triangular from Axtell as the Wildcats, state-rated, will welcome in Pleasanton and Amherst. Burkhart serves it across from the 10-foot line. Luce floats it over. Burkhart dig. Baugh packs that right side. Fisher tries it off the double block for her fifth kill. 3-1 Wood River. And Burkhart, who just finished up serving at the end of game one, is right back there here early in game two. And the serve, a line drive. And can Ravenna get it back? Rip will take a rip from the back row and throw it off the single block. I don't think Wood River was expecting that. And Anna will get her second kill. Ravenna will slide back with Alecta Bruning to serve it away, the lone senior for the Jays. Wood River will have a challenge Thursday. They've got a duel over at Sutton. Set middle, Fisher over swings into the net. It goes, tied at three. Again, earlier tonight, Ravenna defeated Shelton in three sets. Wood River beat Shelton in straight sets. Wood River took the opening set here, 25-12 from Ravenna, and now it's 3-3 in the second. And Bruning serves it across. Set right side, Bossert attack, picked up by Kuchera. Pass to the right side, loose, rolls it over to Lambrecht. She didn't make a very good pass, and trouble. Rojas is in, she'll slap it over. Baugh again tracks it down. Right side, loose for Ravenna. Takes it across and dump back for the point. Connor Fisher. Connor saw Ravenna out of system and floated it into the back service corner for the kill. Wood River 4, Ravenna 3. Ravenna not really playing like a two-win team tonight. Playing in front of the home crowd, doing a little bit better. Bruning, big swing, sent that one deep. 5-3 Eagles. Bossert back there on the service line. Don't forget, whenever the match ends, it's the Misco Sports Postgame Show with all the final stats, coach interview, and we'll get you on your way for the remainder of your Tuesday night. Serve across to Kuchera. Set to the outside, Migral. Off the block, Baugh keeps it alive. Then two Eagles run into each other and give Marissa the credit for the point. 9-4. River, just kind of like game number one. Ravenna hanging with Wood River early on. And it'll be Sarah Techmeyer to fire the serve across. Bob, short set, Lambrick on the quick, dug out by Techmeyer, headed towards the stands, and it will get into the stands. Lambrick with her fifth kill. 6-4 Eagles. Again, the Luplat Conference Volleyball Tournament begins on Monday. Ravenna will play Adams Central at Wood River. The winner of that plays Wood River. It all starts at 6. 7-4 Wood River. Put down another ace serve. This from Caitlin Herman. She had a nice 5-point run from the service line in the opening set of this match. Trying to get another run going here. This one picked up by Bruning. Sent to the back row for Techmeyer. She'll get it across to Burkhart. Outside attack, Rojas again taking it to Techmeyer. Set far side, Meagrel. She decides to pass it over. Off that back line with it. Wood River will pass it up to Lambrick. She'll roll it across. Kuchera got a hand on it, kept it alive, and then can't get it back over. So point Wood River, 8-4. Herman's still back there at the service line. She's got 7 points now. Trying to make it 8, clips the net, and it looks like it's going to be an ace as it's set into the scorer's table. 9-4. This is exactly where we were in game one, and Ravenna called timeout. Coach Jarvie not going to do it this time. And Herman to serve it away. Caitlin, another line drive. Bruning, great job. Did the splits to pick that one up. Loose on the attack, and she'll get the Ravenna point. Libby Loose, the freshman, with her first kill of this match. Side out for the Jays, trailing 9-5. And Luce now will rotate back to serve it away. Floats this one right in the middle of the floor to Bossert. Slide right side, Lambrick, quick termination. Good work, Ma and Lambrick. They really seem to have a rapport going tonight. 10-5. I mean, Lambrick's got to be hitting about 800 out there. I think she's missed once. In to serve now is Madison DeVore. Across the net it comes. Picked up there by Techmeyer. Swing by Kuchera. Dug out back row to the outside. Here's Burkhart. She splits the back row defenders for her first kill of the evening. 11-5 Wood River. Wood River won the opening set 25-12. They're kind of on that pace right here. DeVore right down the middle. Passes off the mark. It's an ace. Madison will pick up her first ace serve. 12-5, Eagles. Ravenna, it doesn't get any easier for them. They go to the best team in our area and one of the best in the state, Kearney Catholic Thursday, for a duel. Strong serve, overpass, joust at the net, back over to Ravenna. Swing by Kuchera, punched right back over Burkhart. She'll try again, and this time Kuchera will hammer it down. Sydney with her first kill, side out Ravenna. And coming in to serve it this time will be Anna Ripp. Meagle have been serving, and then they brought Rip in. This time they're going to let Anna serve. And Anna will just knuckle it across. Almost an ace. Somehow Baugh kept it alive, and it's tipped over by Lambrick. Set in the 10-foot line. Here's a swing by Kuchera, and she will get her second kill. Well, River got a couple of arms on it, but never got it back. Point for the Jays. Anna Rip serve. Right down the middle to Fisher. Baugh runs it down to the 10-foot line. Burkhart will sail it into the back row. Stays there for the Jays. They're going to have to just pass it across. Kuchera does. Lambrick to Baugh. And a one-arm return. Free ball here for the Jays. Lockhorn set. Shoved over Bruning. And a double hitter. And a lift called on Wood River. And Ravenna closes it to 4. 12-8. And a rip again. Ace serve! Anna Ripp with 3 in a row, 12-9. Ravenna had a little run in game one. They got a little run going here in game two. Ripp with the serve. How about another ace for Anna Ripp? She may get to stay in the lineup and serve more now with this performance. 12-10. As the Ravenna Blue Jay fans have a little something to shout about right now. Ravenna, this is their next-to-last home action of the year. This serve hits the net, falls over. There's nothing you can do about that. The first two aces were strung off the back row. That one hit the weak tape and rolled over. And Rip now with three aces in a row, 12-11. This time it's picked up by Fisher. Slide to Lambrecht, and that will be the end of this run by Ravenna. Hope Lambrecht gets her seventh kill. But six in a row there from Ravenna gets it back into game two. It's 13-11, and Hope Lambrecht will rotate to the back row to serve here for Wood River. Gets it over. Now there's just a rip past it up front, and Lockhorn just kind of got turned around. And the ball falls to the floor. That's really the first time Haley didn't put a good move on one. And Hope Lambrecht will serve it across. It's 14-11. Right side attack. Kuchera blocked up front. A nice block. Bossert was there with Burkhardt, and it looks like they're going to give credit to Burkhardt for the block. And so Wood River, after the Ravenna rally, is trying to answer right back. There's one that spins off the tape. It gets across. Picked up by Techmeyer and bumped across by Rip. Run down by Herman, set to the outside. Burkhardt takes it over the block, stays in the back row. Ravenna chases it down. They pass it over with Lockhorn. Here's the set. Metal Bosser tips it over the double block for the Wood River point. As usual, you can see that one coming after Ravenna scrambled all the way to the stage here just to keep it alive. They were out of system. And a timeout called here by the Ravenna Blue Jays. In the second set, it's Wood River 16, Ravenna 11. Wood River won the opener 25-12. You're listening to High School Volleyball on Classic Hits and FlatRiverPrints.com.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You find their lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
I want to thank Athletic Director Paul Anderson and all the friendly folks here at Ravenna once again for their hospitality as Hope Lambrecht serves it out of the Ravenna timeout. Passed right back over by Luce. Sent to the outside, Alexis Burkhardt, and she'll get her second kill. So Ravenna scored six in a row, and Wood River has answered back with five. And trying to get all six here is Hope Lambrecht. Served across Luce, passed above the net. Free ball tipped down by Bossert. Kelly will get her fifth kill. And just like that, the six-point runs have been erased. And it's 18-11. Ravenna will bring Cora Schott into the back row. And Lambrecht serves that one, a very short one, picked up by Kuchera. They'll get it to Rip from the 10-foot line, takes it across to Herman. Dumped across by Bond. She got it in. She did the old rope-a-dope there and set it back over her head over the net. And Kelsey with her second kill from the center position. 19-11 now. Serve floats across to Schott. Lockhorn sets it up in the middle. The attack by Bruning is blocked up front by Bossert. Saved and dumped over by Kuchera. Short set Bossert. She'll drive it across. And in the net, going to be called on Ravenna. 7 in a row for Lambrecht. 20-11, Wood River. Lambrecht puts this in the middle of Schott. Lockhorn sets, trying to get Kuchera one. She'll take it off the double block for the kill. Sydney, her third kill. And Ravenna gets the ball back, but they're going to need another long run like they had last time they were at the service line. And it'll be Sydney Kuchera to serve. Over to Lambrecht. Bach close to the net, has to dump it across, and she'll get it across and down to the point. Pass was going to take Bach into the net, so she just followed the ball right over. And now Kelsey will serve it away. Runs after it and drives it into the net. Service error. That is the first service error by either team in this second set. And Haley Lockhorn now to serve it away. 21-13 Wood River. Eagles are 4 points away from the match. And the serve by Lockhorn. Down the right side to DeVore. Overpass, but then Bruning tried to go for the quick kill and put it in the tape. And unfortunately, sometimes it's not fair. Being 5-5 instead of 5-10, which makes all the difference in the world on those. And Alexis Burkhardt now to serve. Drives it across to Techmeyer, to Riff, set to the outside, loose, into the net it goes. Attack error makes it 23-13, Wood River. Burkhardt was back there to finish off the first set. She's going to try and do it here in the second set. Ravenna's going to bring Amy Johnson into the ball game to finish things up. Sir Burkhart strong, and they call it in on the back line. Give her the ace, and it'll be match point. That was very close. And now match point here for Wood River, looking for win number 15 of the season. Burkhart into the net, just like they did against Shelton. When they served for the match, they served it into the net. And now Electa Bruning will serve until we're done here for Ravenna. 24-14. Migrel re-enters for Ravenna. And Bruning to serve. Match point, Wood River. Down the middle it goes. Here's Bossette to the outside. Fisher off the double block down and good. And the match is over. Connor Fisher with her seventh kill. And Wood River comes through and does what they're supposed to do tonight. Take care of two area opponents in Shelton and Ravenna in straight sets, beating the Jays 25-12 and 25-14. We'll take a break and be back with the Misco Sports postgame show. Final stats and hopefully a quick chat with Red River coach Peg Heiss. It's all coming up after this on Classic Hits.
A year ago, six-year-old Nebraska fan Jack Hoffman suffered a seizure. Diagnosed with brain cancer, Jack's story touched Cornhusker All-American Rex Burkhead and the hearts of the Husker Nation. As a result, we at Platte River Radio and other Husker-affiliated radio companies are supporting the sale of Team Jack T-shirts. $10 from each shirt purchase benefits the CureSearch Team Jack Legacy Fund to fight pediatric cancer. Shirts are on sale now, where Husker merchandise is sold at Allen Superstore of Hastings. See complete information at Team Jack on Facebook.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball for the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. The other two. Nicola. Is that good?
Cremosa, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosa.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
To Ravenna, one final time for the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco's, get your game on. Keeping our local schools geared up for every sports season. Misco Sports, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Our first match tonight went three sets with Ravenna defeating Shelton, and then Wood River came out and took care of Shelton and Ravenna in the straight sets. Let's take a look at the numbers from the second set here of our final match for Ravenna. I had Marissa Migrel with a kill, Anna Rip with 5 service points, 3 of them aces. She had 1 kill. Cindy Kuchera had 2 kills, and Electa Bruning had a service point. 4 kills, no ace blocks, and 3 ace serves. For Wood River, Alexis Burkhart had 3 service points, 1 of them an ace, an ace block, and 2 kills. Connor Fisher, 3 kills. Kelsey Baugh, an ace serve, and 2 kills. Kelly Mosser, a service point, and 2 kills. Madison DeVore, 2 service points, 1 of them was an ace. Hope Lambrick had the long service run. She had 7 in a row. She had 3 kills, and Caitlin Herman had 3 service points. 2 of them were aces. For Wood River, I had them for 12 kills, an ace block, and 6 ace serves as they win the second set 25-14. We'll come back and give you the final numbers and chat with Coach Peg Heiss right after this timeout on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Check out the fresh produce and meats. With weekly specials, you will save even more by shopping local. Don't forget, Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, deli trays, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs. Fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more. Visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbooking section with supplies in a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures, downtown Ravenna. Petals and Pictures is a very proud sponsor of all the hard work and dedication of the area athletes year after year. They work hard for the good of the team. Great job from Petals and Pictures in Ravenna.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Wood River Coach Peg Heiss joins us after getting to 15-4 on the season. And Coach, basically coming in and doing what you're supposed to do tonight against a couple of very young teams that you were supposed to beat.
Yeah, we had some goals set for ourselves for one, serving has always kind of been an issue for us. So, you know, we tried to key in on a little bit of serving, and a couple of girls who have been just working on some ball control, and they got the opportunity to kind of take advantage of that tonight.
Kelsey does a good job of getting all over the place, but when she's been your setter for 3 years, that seems to be able to that's what you're supposed to get from a girl like that.
Yeah, she's a competitor, and, you know, whatever I ask her to do, she does. She gets all over it. She knows how to distribute the ball, and, you know, she just keeps getting better and better.
When you're playing JV match, it's not like playing a duel here tonight. You're playing a JV match, so you're only got about 8 or 9 kids suited up out there. So it's not like you're going to go deep down the bench. Everybody got a chance to do something a little, maybe not different tonight, but they know going in that they're going to get to play the whole match.
Yeah, they really like those opportunities. You know, the JV have their matches, varsity have their matches, and this was a good chance for us to kind of work on some plays tonight.
15-4. Tell me, did you expect that you would be playing as well as you are, and do you think you're playing pretty darn well right now? You got Sutton coming up on Thursday and into the conference tournament. We'll probably learn a lot more about you, but you look at the 4 losses, they're all state-rated. They're all really, really good, and you took St. Cecilia to 3 just last week. Just last week.
Yeah, it was last week. You know, this team, they compete. They compete in basketball. They compete in track. I mean, they compete in everything. And am I surprised about how well we've done? Not really. I knew that they definitely could. And, you know, I've had girls step up, and the girls have gotten better. And, you know, we're definitely looking about, you know, to the conference tournament next week and see maybe if we can get in the finals there.
So what's practice like if they're that competitive?
Well, yeah. Practice gets kind of wild sometimes. I have to kind of calm them down. But, you know, we just try to create situations where they can improve, and they work hard, and I just have no complaints about them.
Connor and Kelly, of the 3 teams tonight, we had 4 seniors. You guys, you're lucky. You got 2. But it's still a pretty young team, isn't it?
It is a young team. You know, we just have a real big class of juniors. And, you know, a couple of those girls have started since they were freshmen or made major contributions throughout the years that they've been in high school. And for Kelly and Connor, they're just stable. You know, Kelly's a 4-year starter, and Connor and Kelsey on that right side just complement each other. And, you know, they just work hard, and they're good leaders.
You go to Sutton on Thursday. What are you expecting in that match?
Against Sutton, for one, you know, Sutton is doing really well this year, and we need to compete in matches like that. We need to see what we can do. And the girls really do love to play defense, and, you know, we just want to get a good defensive game because offensively, you know, we seem to be okay in that area.
You brought up the conference tournament. You'll host that on Monday. You get Adams Central or Ravenna in the first game. But it's obvious that if you're one of the youngsters on this team, they want a shot at board again, which would be the potential matchup in the semifinal round. And then have all the other coaches come together and try to find out how they can get a shot at Kearney Catholic, who we assume will be there in the finals.
No. I tell you, you know, Kearney Catholic, that's a dream team. It is, and Chris does a great job with them. I think all of us are just competing to get to the finals, and we look for that competition among each other.
And if you get another chance at Ward, talk about maybe a rematch there. I know it's still a couple of matches down the road, but that's what us media folks do. We bring that kind of stuff up.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Doug. you know, when we played Ord the first time, we just couldn't get in a groove. You know, we just couldn't get any flow to our game, and we know that we're better than that. And like I said, we need to play teams like Ord. We need to challenge ourselves and see what we can do against good teams.
All right, Peg, we'll see you next week at the conference tournament. Thanks for the time.
Sure, thank you.
That's Peg Heiss, head volleyball coach at Wood River. They are now 15-4 on the season after the sweep tonight of Ravenna and Shelton. Again, in those matches this evening, the first match, Ravenna defeated Shelton 24-26, 25-18, 25-18. Then Wood River beat Shelton 25-13, 25-7. And here it was Wood River over Ravenna 25-12 and 25-14. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports, downtown Ord, but they're serving all of the Lou Platte Conference, all of Central Nebraska. And yes, folks, they are all over the state. From Mitchell, they were out in Mitchell last week taking care of schools, all the way to down around York and beyond. Misco Sports, getting you ready for all seasons. A reminder that Thursday we'll have a Fort Kearney Conference Volleyball Triangular from Axtell as the Wildcats take on Amherst and Pleasanton, getting underway at 5 o'clock. among our football games on Friday, a C1 Top 10 matchup as Kearney Catholic travels to Cozad. And just for the Shelton folks, a reminder, a week from Friday, Shelton Kennesaw will be here on Classic Hits 98.9. Don't forget, Major League Baseball is currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Pennant races as you drive home. You might want to check that out. And a score for you, top of the seventh, Red Sox 2, Yankees 1. A couple other games that do have implications in the playoffs. Baltimore 1, Tampa Bay nothing. They're in the top of the eighth. And also going on tonight, Detroit is leading Kansas City 2-1 in the fourth inning. That game's on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Later tonight, Texas and Oakland, a big game going on out on the West Coast. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Don't forget you can always hear podcasts of all of our high school sporting activities and check out photos from tonight's action tomorrow on our website at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Again, our final match, Wood River defeats Ravenna 25-12 and 14. This is Doug Duda from Ravenna saying have a great night, everyone.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR sports presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio. Clipper Publishing.